My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack.
I'm so glad, troubles don't last always. I'm so glad, troubles don't last.
Well, like it or not, it's 2015, and the new year is already off to a rough start. Besides the turbulent events on the international scene, for me, there have been tragedies closer to home, in particular a sudden, intensely cruel act of random violence that has caused heartache and loss to friends so close to me they may as well be family. And while it's never my intention to pick at the scabs of politics or horrific current events here on the Shellac Stack, the selection of some of today's records is not entirely coincidental. I choose to be optimistic, however, and even if I'm not quite ready to pull out the Homer and Jethro or Spike Jones records, I promise that today's program won't be all sadness. We'll listen later on to some records from Benny Goodman, Jack Shilkret, Arthur Lang, Ben Black, nice dance band things, even a good Western swing record that I think you'll really enjoy. But to start off, we heard from the West Virginia Collegiate Institute Glee Club, recorded in New York City for Brunswick Records on February 21st, 1927. That same morning as that was being recorded in Room 1, Vincent Lopez was over in Room 3 at the Brunswick Studios, recording, coincidentally, So Blue. That was I'm So Glad Trouble Don't Last Always, and I indeed am grateful that trouble doesn't last always. That was Brunswick 3497, and we're not going to leave the somewhat down mood just yet. Sometimes it takes a little while, but we're going to turn instead to Paul Robeson now. Victor 20793, recorded a couple months later, May 10th, 1927, in New York for Victor, I'm Gonna Tell God All of My Troubles. And then, as a way of easing out of our melancholy will turn to Lou Gold and his orchestra, Scrappy Lambert, to sing from May of 1929, Am I Blue? And we'll pick up after that. So here is Paul Robeson.
I'm gonna tell God all of my troubles when I get home. I'm gonna tell God all of my troubles when I get home. I'm gonna tell God all of my troubles. Tell him all of my troubles. I'm gonna tell God all of my troubles when I get home. I'm gonna tell him the road was rocky when I get home. I'm gonna tell him the road was rocky when I get home. I'm gonna tell him the road was rocky. Tell him the road was rocky. I'm gonna tell God all of my troubles when I get home. I'm gonna tell him I had hard trials when I get home. I'm gonna tell him I had hard trials when I get home. I'm gonna tell him I had hard trials. Tell him I had hard trials. Tell God all of my troubles when I get home. Thank you.
singing one of those great gender-bending lyrics of the late 1920s. There's Scrappy Lambert, under the pseudonym of Ralph Haynes, recorded May 31st, 1929 in New York, the song Am I Blue. That was banner record number 6415, Lou Gold and his orchestra. And I don't know if you caught it, but there was some mighty nice trombone work towards the end of that. I'd be willing to go out on a limb and suggest it might be Tommy Dorsey. Lou Gold certainly had his pick of the top New York session men. If you agree, disagree, want to voice your opinion, I welcome your email to shellacstack@gmail.com. That one doesn't really show up in the discographies, at least with any kind of reliable personnel information. The record is listed in the discography, but nobody talks about who might be playing trombone there. Anyway, nice record. Before that, Paul Robeson singing May 10th, 1927, I'm Gonna Tell God All of My Troubles, Victor 20793. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, bringing you 78 RPM records from my collection, mostly things of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, occasionally a few things from the 1950s. But we're going to stay in the 20s for this next record, something made April 30th, 1926, in Oakland, California. Ben Black and his orchestra, and the song is Here Comes Emmeline. And I chose this for no reason, really, other than I was going through a box of Victor records this week and happened across a couple by Ben Black and thought we'd take a listen to at least one of them. So here we go, Ben Black and his orchestra, 1926, Here Comes Emmeline. Recorded April 30th, 1926, in Oakland, California. That's Here Comes Emmeline, played by Ben Black and his orchestra on Victor 20050. Ben Black has a rather short discography. He only had 12 sides issued by Victor Records between 1925 and 1927. And he seems to have recorded about another dozen titles that were rejected that were not issued. If I can make any assumptions based on the fact that most were recorded in either Oakland or San Francisco or Los Angeles, he must have been a West Coast-based band leader, although he originally hailed from England. Ben Black was born in December of 1889 in Birmingham and came to the United States fairly early on when he was a teenager and seems to have set up shop on the West Coast. He was a composer in addition to being a band leader. Perhaps his greatest known song was Moonlight and Roses. But he composed quite a number with Neil Murray, who was in reality Charles N. Daniels, a ragtime-era composer who continued writing into the 1920s and 30s. One of Neil Murray, or rather Charles N. Daniels' big hits, was Chloe, the Song of the Swamp. But in this next set, we'll listen to two records of tunes composed jointly by Ben Black and Neil Murray, Charles N. Daniels. First, Arthur Lang and his orchestra play Skip Along from February 5th of 1924, recorded for Cameo Records. After that, Dave Harmon and his orchestra on Edison play Nancy from December of 1924. So two Ben Black, Neil Murray collaborations now, beginning with Skip Along. Thank you. two pleasant, if not especially memorable, dance band records of 1924. First, Arthur Lang and his orchestra played Skip Along from February of 1924, and then Dave Harmon and his orchestra on Edison with Nancy from December 10th, 1924. Both of those compositions of Ben Black and Neil Murray, the pseudonym for Charles N. Daniels. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack. And as always, sometime about the middle of the program, I like to remind you that if you would care to send me a message by either email or through my website, you can do that. My email is shellacstack@gmail.com, or you can visit the Shellac Stack website, which is part of my website, www.briansright.com. And there's a contact form there where you can send me a message if you are so inclined, whether it's just to say hello, whether it's to make a request, or to correct me, because I can often be wrong. You can send me a message, and I'd love to hear from you. I have another two records for you now, recorded in the late 1940s and possibly early 50s, two versions of the same song. If you've listened to the program for a while, you know I occasionally like to do this. Pull out two contrasting versions of the same song and play them back to back. And this time it's a well-known one, Sweet Georgia Brown, although I would wager that most of you have probably not heard both of these versions before. At least I hope not, but if you have, they're worth hearing again. First, we'll hear Whistling Mr. Jones on a National 78. Number 9063. Whistling Mr. Jones is obviously a ripoff of Brother Bones and His Shadows. You may know the famous Brother Bones record of Sweet Georgia Brown as the one adopted for use as the theme song of the Harlem Globetrotters. Well, Whistling Mr. Jones, whoever he was, didn't want to let Brother Bones have all the glory, so here comes this very blatant knockoff, which is perhaps not equal to the task of the original, but it's still worth a listen. After that, we'll hear the Plainsmen, which is a Western swing band fronted by Andy Parker on the Coast label, number 8008 from 1946, recorded out in Hollywood. We'll hear their version of Sweet Georgia Brown. So two now, same song, second version, starting with Whistling Mr. Jones.
Say, man, who is that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that jitney man with them bones.
Well, he sure is having himself a ball.
Thank you.
cat done made the gig.
Song written by Ben Burney, Maceo Pinkard, and Kenneth Casey. That's Sweet Georgia Brown in two different versions, beginning with Whistling Mr. Jones on the National label, followed by The Plainsmen, led by Andy Parker, on Coast Records from 1946, recorded out in Hollywood. That last one, that is. And we'll stay in Hollywood for the first record in this next set, which is by a man who needs no introduction, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, on a RCA Victor record. I suspect, well, I know it's a reissue. Whether this is a dub or a master pressing, I'm not entirely sure, but it's RCA Victor 20-2409. Betty Van sings the vocal on Afraid to Dream, recorded July 7th of 1937 in Hollywood. After that, we'll back up a few months to April of 1936, and Chick Bullock joins Jack Shilkret and his orchestra for a song called I'm a Fool for Loving You, recorded for the American Record Corporation and issued here on Perfect Records, number 6-06-07. So first, Benny Goodman and Afraid to Dream.
Thank you. as I reach for you, why do you disappear? Afraid to dream, I'll see you there with someone new. Afraid to find another one caressing you. Although you promised me that this could never be, it's the thought of losing you that makes me so afraid to dream.
Loving you, let them say that I'm a fool for loving you. Everybody says that we two ought to part. Everybody but my heart says you're untrue. People talk of me and you, they don't seem to see what I can see in you. They would surely find an angel in disguise if they looked through my two eyes at you. Every rose wants to be a lily. A cloud wants to be a star. Can it be that we're all unhappy because we are what we are? I'm a fool for loving you. Let them say that I'm a fool for loving you. I don't know why all the others should complain if I'm happy to remain a fool for loving you.
Like that record. That's Jack Shilkret and his orchestra, probably just the ARC house band. Chick Bullock singing the vocal, I'm a Fool for Loving You, from April of 1936. Before that, it was Betty Van singing Afraid to Dream, which was a Mack Gordon and Harry Revel song, played by Benny Goodman and his orchestra and recorded in July of 1937 out in Hollywood. Well, as I alluded to at the beginning of the program, 2015 has been a difficult, a challenging year for many people around the world for many different reasons. And for all the heartbreak that has come in the first 2 weeks, somehow when flipping through a crate of records this week and spotting this one, it seemed appropriate. Jesse Crawford at the Wurlitzer Theater Organ in Chicago, October 6th, 1926, Victor 20363. The song is Lay My Head Beneath a Rose. With Jesse Crawford's 1926 recording of Lay My Head Beneath a Rose, we begin to approach the end of today's Shellac Stack program, though I do have one further offering for you before we say farewell. Before we get to that, I'd like to thank you, as always, for tuning in, logging on, listening to the Shellac Stack program. If you enjoyed it, I hope you'll tell your friends and help spread the word, and, well, as always, if not, you don't have to tell anybody. But I do hope you enjoyed it, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. They say time heals all. I don't know if that's entirely true. Some wounds go so deep they can't fully heal, but time does seem to have a way of making things better, and I hope that next time I speak with you, the world will be a little bit of a better place. And in that sense of optimism, but also with a little tinge of nostalgia and melancholy, I offer this final record, which just seemed somehow right. Leopold Stokowski and the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Sergei Rachmaninoff at the piano in one of his own compositions that he wrote over the winter of 1900 into 1901. It's his well-beloved and very famous Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor. We'll listen to just the second movement. This was recorded in Philadelphia at the Academy of Music over several sessions in April of 1929, and it spans four 78 RPM sides. I'll join them together for you as we listen now to the second movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 with the composer at the piano, Leopold Stokowski, now at the Philadelphia Orchestra. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.